heading into our guest interview segment this morning on Sports Friday. And joining us live in studio today is Jordan Horsley, Star Valley High School senior, the latest Brave to commit, this time to play golf for Metropolitan State University in Denver. And now this is the official fight song of the Roadrunners.
Jordan, have you heard this before?
I haven't.
It's pretty catchy. I kind of like it.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if you would appreciate this being played on the golf course, but I think it's kind of fun.
I think it should happen. At least at the first tee off, that would be good.
Would be good. Well, Jordan, first off, congrats to you.
Thank you.
Tell us, walk us through the recruitment and the selection process as you decided to go play at Metro State.
Yeah, the recruitment process was, you know, something new to me. I didn't really know much about it, but I kind of just started by looking at, like, my top 10 schools that I was interested in, and I started sending emails out, and then that turned into calls with coaches, and then eventually I made a visit to MSU Denver, and I had, like, three offers that were kind of at the forefront of my mind, but MSU Denver really just rose to the top.
What was it about MSU that you liked, that put them up front for you?
I really loved the team dynamic. When I made a visit, I loved the coach and how she interacted with her players, and I really just saw myself fitting well with them and being able to, you know, help the team. And I really, really liked the place, too. I loved Denver, and so I really saw myself there.
As far as your game over the last couple of years, you've had you on here before, and you talked about wanting to play collegiately. Did you ever have like an idea in your head of any of these schools, or were there a bunch of them, including this one, that kind of rose to the top, as you said?
I was really open to anything. I didn't really care how far away it was or anything. I just wanted to play golf collegiately. So when I, you know, got a couple opportunities that came my way, I was super excited, and MSU Denver really just stuck out to me.
Jordan Horsley in studio for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Jordan, tell us more about the league that you're going into. I don't know that a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with Metropolitan State and kind of the conference and how all that works. So tell us more about the athletic side of the school.
Yeah, so we're in the RMAC conference, same as Black Hills State, so people are familiar with that. And, yeah, we are just right in the heart of the city, so we're kind of away from other places. But it's just a really great place, and it's a great school that not many people know about.
Kind of talk to us about what else you want to do as you go there. Obviously, we always bring up the athletic part, but you're going to be a student there as well. What are some of your academic studies that you want to pursue?
So the plan is to major in psychology and then eventually become a sports psychologist and hopefully work in the sports realm with athletes and the mental aspect of their sports, and hopefully be in the golf world somehow.
Jordan Horsley this morning and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, going to be a road runner soon. So what happens now between today and when you head out there, I guess either the summer or over the fall? I mean, what are your coaches expecting you to do and be ready to go?
Yeah, so it's pretty hard to practice this time of year, but I try my best to get on simulators and make some trips down to Utah. And then the summer is when my main season is, so I'll play in quite a few tournaments that'll prepare me for college golf.
How many events are in a college season? Not to put you on the spot, but I don't really know. Kind of educate us a little bit. How many events over the course of a season, or how long is the season?
Yeah, so there's a spring season and a fall season, and there's like three or four tournaments in the fall, and then like four or five tournaments in the spring, with like the RMAC championship will be in the spring as well. So there's two separate seasons with an off season during the winter months.
Are the seasons combined at all, meaning is there a fall winter and a spring winter, or are they kind of combined where you just have one winter at the end?
Yeah, there's mostly just one winner at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, you're kind of just prepping the whole season for the spring.
So, and so you're compiling scores over tournaments, and then you're trying to have the best score by the end. I mean, walk us through that process. If you win a tournament in September, how does that affect you in April?
Yeah, so you have to qualify each week for your own team to go to the tournaments, and then obviously if you play well, then you'll go to more tournaments, and then hopefully your team can qualify for the RMAC championship, and then in that big tournament there'll be a winner and a team winner.
As you take this next step from high school to college, what are some of the elements of your particular golf game that you feel like you'll be focusing on in terms of development?
Our course is pretty short, so I'm going to be playing courses that are a lot longer that I'm going to need to hit the ball a lot further. So I'm definitely going to be working on getting my clubs just going further and really just dialing in my short game and being able to get up and down all the important aspects of golf.
Well, Jordan, obviously golf is a passion for you, not only through high school, now college, but you mentioned you like to turn it into some sort of career moving forward in the psychology realm. What is it about the game of golf that you love so much that you not only want to play today, but make it your lifelong career?
You know, I think a lot of people experience this, but golf is not easy. So when you play good, it feels great. And when you don't, you want to get better. So there's always just like a thirst to get better. And it's just such a great sport. There's so many opportunities that come with it, especially for girls. So I just love golf. It's super fun and it's a huge part of my life.
I'm intrigued by you saying you want to be a sports psychologist and then in the realm of golf in particular, because who hasn't, you know, pretended that they go out onto the tee blocks or the green and kind of do the whole Bill Murray thing from Caddyshack? It's like, consider the story, you know. But really, when you put yourself in the shoes of someone who's in a big pressure moment. If you've ever watched the Masters or anything like that, it's an incredible amount of expectation and pressure. I mean, you got thousands of people lined up on both sides. Tell us some of your thoughts on what goes through your head or what potentially you think you can work and learn in that field.
Golf is so mental. So when you're in those moments, you just really have to zone in and focus on your swing and just really not think too hard about it, because it can be pretty scary and stressful, and it's pretty easy to mess up with golf. So really just focusing on muscle memory and knowing that you've hit good shots before helps.
Being Denver, such a metro area, especially compared to where you grew up, I'm assuming there's a couple of courses to pick from, right, in Denver. Does MSU have like a quote home course in Denver? And have you ever played any of those out in that part of the state in Colorado?
Yeah, so they have a home course. It's like the main course for the Colorado Golf Association. So it's like 25 minutes from campus, and we focus all our practice there. But they do play tournaments all around the state. I've never played in Colorado, but I've seen some pretty cool courses. And when I visited, the course that they play on was pretty sweet. So I'm excited for that.
And this is a four-year school, as you're talking about, with being the RMAC conference. So what are some of the other venues that, at least that you know of, that the Roadrunners are going to be playing?
Yeah, so we'll play tournaments in Arizona, in Utah. We have like three tournaments in Colorado, so we're kind of all over, but there's a lot of good competition.
Well, Jordan, congrats to you again. Wish you the very, very best out in Colorado and Denver at MSU. And I got one last question for you. Came from an athletic family, of course. Your brothers played golf and basketball as well, so when you and your brothers hit the course, how many strokes do you beat them by? Because we know you beat them, right? We know you beat them.
For sure. Yeah. Ooh, that's tough. It can be pretty competitive when we're on the course together. But I'd say I usually get in by three or four strokes.
Okay. All right. I believe it. I absolutely believe it, too. Well, Jordan, congratulations to you again. Good luck in Denver and MSU.
Thank you so much.
That's Jordan Horsley, Star Valley High School senior, going to Metropolitan State University in Denver to be on the Women's Roadrunner Golf Team. First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.
Find your new home.